No soap, no other suds, no other washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Tide. Yes, Procter & Gamble's Tide is different from any other wash day product you can buy. Because Tide does all your family wash, your company linens, as well as your heavy work clothes. And Tide, with its new miracle suds, not only leaves those clothes free from dirt, but removes dingy soap film too. Yet, just think, with all this amazing cleaning power, Tide is safe, truly safe for all your washable colors. As a matter of fact, Tide actually brightens those soap-dulled colors. As for white sheets and shirts and towels, in hardest water, Tide gets them whiter than any other washing product known. And Tide keeps them white, too, week in, week out. Never turns them yellow. Next wash day, turn out a Tide wash, for only Tide gives you all these wonderful things. The cleanest, brightest, whitest wash you ever hung on the line.
Tomorrow, Mary McKean goes on trial charged with kidnapping her own baby. Now, it's obvious the district attorney and his special prosecutor, B.H. Murtaugh, wish to hurry her case, perhaps because they fear Perry Mason may somehow appear with a last-minute miracle, but probably because they hope to draw Mason out of hiding. And that's while the police search diligently for lawyer Mason. Mason himself is working hard to prove Mary McKean victim of a frame-up. For only by furnishing such proof can Perry Mason save his client, his secretary, and himself. Well, this evening, in an intimate dining room in the Pelican Club, we hear...
Oh, Nan, what a long face for such a pretty girl to have. This is a celebration, my dear, not a funeral. From the look on your face, one would think the police were after you instead of Perry Mason, or that you'd just been indicted instead of Mary McKean. What's the matter?
Oh, you always give in to Liz.
Hmm? To me, my love?
Yes, to you. There's a perfectly swell orchestra in the big dining room, but where do we eat? Well, you can hardly hear the music.
I don't like horns blaring at me. Spoils my appetite.
You don't like. You don't like.
Ladies, I'm known in here. You will, we'll have our fun later, Anne.
Well.
But right now, here comes the waiter, I
with
believe.
Champagne.
Yes.
Well.
Yes, we'll take the champagne now, if you please, Armand.
I'll serve it, sir.
Champagne?
Yes, I think the occasion merits it, Mrs. Wren.
Oh, I go for it all the time. I love champagne. I love to hear the cork pop.
Yes.
You and your chorus girl taste.
Ah, lay off me, Liz. You've been picking at me all evening. Gee, doesn't anything ever satisfy you? Here you've got the world by the tail.
Have I?
Well, Mason's on the run, isn't he? Mary's been indicted.
Yes, my dear sister-in-law's been indicted.
Your champagne, madame.
Thank you.
I'll let you know when I need you, Armand.
Oui, monsieur.
Now, to what shall we drink?
As if you didn't know.
Mason's quick arrest? Or to Mrs. McKean's quick conviction? Huh?
Yes. To my sister-in-law's quick conviction. To a long term in jail for my brother's wife. To getting permanent custody of her child for me.
How can you hate anyone the way you do Angel Face, Liz?
Hate? Mary? Well, hardly. Let's say I'm sorry for that poor, unbalanced...
Oh, Liz, come off it. We know.
Mrs. Wren, Nan, drink up. This is hardly turning into a celebration.
You're right, Mr. Murtaugh. I'll give a toast.
Good.
Confusion to our enemies.
I need some more champagne.
Yes, of course.
Nan.
Ah, this is a big night for us, Liz. And maybe it'll get bigger. Liz, when this is all over, you think your previous nephew's bank account could buy me a mink coat, too?
We'll see.
Boy, what one of those new platinum minks could do for me.
Oh, nothing could make you more beautiful, Nan.
Oh, I like this man.
Is there any man you don't like?
I've seen them. Fill her glass, too, B.H.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I don't think
This is an occasion, Mrs. Wren.
Oh, well. It would be more of an occasion if Perry Mason were arrested.
Well, we can't have everything.
Then nothing could go wrong.
Nothing will, dear lady. Trust me.
I trust you, B.H.
Mr. Murtaugh.
Yes, Mrs. Wren?
What about Doc? We can count on him?
Well, we gave him what he asked.
Yes, but...
A signed settlement made out to his wife, Agnes.
What? You didn't tell me.
I didn't want to undermine your confidence in yourself, my dear.
How much?
A large, large sum of money. More than enough to buy you a platinum mink.
Oh!
Love moves in strange ways, Nan. It's a pity you couldn't have heard Doc talk as I did when I visited him in jail. About how much Aggie loved him. About his little white house and garden.
Oh, for the love of...
Where are you going?
To powder my nose.
Nan rather fancied herself in love with Doc at one time.
So I gathered. I wonder if you shouldn't have told her the truth.
I did.
As far as you went, you could have mentioned that the settlement was money to pay me for defending his murder charge. And that the reason it's made out to Agnes is so you won't be able to double-cross him.
You're interested in Nan, Mr. Murtaugh.
Hmm? Yes?
Would you like me to explain in detail to Nan?
Not unless you think it necessary to keep peace in our little family.
I'll keep the peace. Nan knows which side her bread is buttered on.
Yeah.
I think I will take another glass of champagne, Mr. Murtaugh.
Yes, of course, of course. Oh, the bottle's empty. I'll have to... Ah, here comes Armand.
With a telephone.
Yeah.
Telephone for you, Mr. Murtaugh.
Just plug it in, Armand. And will you bring us another bottle of champagne?
Just a moment, sir. The phone is ready, sir.
Thank you. Hello, this is Mr. Murtaugh. Oh, Barker. Hmm? Yeah? Well, that is good news. Keep on it, Barker. Keep on it and keep me informed. Sergeant Barker with news.
About Mason?
We may have a real victory celebration after all, Mrs. Wren.
What did the sergeant have to say?
Mason has been identified by a newsboy. He bought a paper. The boy didn't realize who it was until after Mason had driven away.
Driven?
It doesn't matter. If you know something of police methods, Mrs. Wren, they'll put a net around that locality, block off all the roads, and close the nets until there is no place for Mason to turn, no room for him to get away. Yes, this is good news. Because now it's just a question of time. A very little time. Mrs. Wren, go get Nan. Bring her back to the table. This is good news. The best. And let's all be friends. Let's really.
Something wrong with your hamburger, Della?
What? Oh, no.
Well, then why don't you eat it?
Afraid I'm going to turn into a hamburger or an egg sandwich.
Oh, I'm sorry it can't be steak and champagne at the Pelican Club baggage, but after this is all over...
I know, Chief. It's safer to eat in diners, quick lunch stands.
For the past quarter hour, you've been listening to the music of Paul Taubman's trio playing from the Pelican Club, and now we bring you a 5-minute summary of local events. With the trial of Mary McKean accused of kidnapping due to start tomorrow... Police have increased their efforts to find the missing conspirators, Perry Mason and Della Street. According to the commissioner, new information has been received by the police department, which makes the arrest of this pair a matter of hours. The information is very hush-hush, but it's understood Mason was recognized by a newsboy. When interviewed in
the one you gave the big tick-tock,
the commissioner said that a police net has been thrown around one section of this city, and that he confidently expected that before too much time had elapsed, Mason and his secretary
would take
their places in jail.
I've got to get out of here.
All right.
Incidentally, Mrs.
This is to take care of the meals, boss.
Has added a reward of $250 to the $500 already outstanding for information leading to the arrest of...
That wasn't a very bright thing to do, Della, running out.
I felt trapped. Oh, Chief, I feel sick.
Baggage, pull yourself together.
But a dragnet. The report said a newsboy. You gave that boy a big tip.
Della, there may be a dragnet, but it's a loose one. Now, maybe the boy did recognize me, but he didn't say anything to the police for some time afterward. Or they wouldn't be broadcasting that information.
Yes, but look...
They want to rattle us. Make us act conspicuous. If they get a couple of reports about suspicious acting people, then they will tighten that net. And if we happen to be inside it...
If we happen to be inside it...
Well, I don't know why we should go around borrowing trouble. We have enough of it as it is. Look, Della, we've got a job to do. And we won't get it done any easier by unnecessary worrying about the police. Come on now, get in the car. Act naturally. We're not going to be taken by the police until we've found the evidence we need. And then we're not going to be taken. Then we're going to march into that county building and give ourselves up.
Let's hope you're right, Mr. Mason. Let's hope you're right. We'll learn more about whether you're right or not tomorrow.
Today, there are scores of different washing products to choose from. But, lady, there's only one Tide. So don't confuse Procter & Gamble's Tide with any other product. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap, any other suds, any other washing product known. Why, Tide not only leaves clothes free from dirt, but removes dingy soap film, too. Yet, with all this remarkable cleaning power, Tide is safe, truly safe, for all your washable colors. What's more, Tide actually brightens soap-dulled colors. And Tide works wonders for white things, too. In hardest water, Tide gets them whiter than any other washing product known. As for suds, why, Tide whips up oceans of them, even in hardest water. High, billowy suds that look and feel different. Remember, it's Tide and only Tide that gives you all this. The cleanest, brightest, whitest wash you ever hung on the line.